Live from News 88.7 in Houston, I'm Matt Harab. Harris County commissioners are meeting today to consider a proposed 7.6% property tax increase. This is to address an estimated $180 million budget shortfall. The recommended tax increase would be the highest in the county's history. If approved, the property tax would increase by in between roughly $80 to $200 a year. Democratic local leaders have blamed a lack of federal funding and an increase in law enforcement pay for the need to increase taxes, while Republicans have blamed irresponsible spending by the democratically led court. Now, Harris County commissioners will also consider a $40,000 pay increase for the county treasurer today. Here's our Sarah Gruno.
A recent meeting of the county salary grievance committee ended in a recommendation that Harris County commissioners approve a significant pay raise for county treasurer Carla Wyatt. Although she had originally asked for her salary to be raised from $139,000 a year to $305,000, the committee settled on a $40,000 increase after recognizing that the commissioner's court is actively trying to dissolve her office.
Consider what we do on a daily basis. We serve 5.2 million people in Harris County, and I serve the same 5.2 million people as all the other countywide elected officials. I don't serve any less.
District Clerk Marilyn Burgess recently condemned commissioners for not approving the committee's recommendation to give her an $81,000 pay raise. That resulted in Burgess announcing she wouldn't seek re-election. I'm Sarah Gruno, News 88.7.
15,000 households in Houston are at risk of having their water shut off due to unpaid bills. Our Shelby Rose joins us live in studio with the latest there. Good morning, Shelby.
Good morning, Matt. According to Mayor John Whitmire, those 15,000 customers collectively owe about $30 million. It's specifically affecting customers who use a census water meter, which is believed to not have inflated readings, who owe more than $500 and haven't paid in at least 90 days. This move comes after a two-year pause on water disconnections while the city worked to address widespread meter and billing problems. As for when service shutoffs will begin, Mayor Whitmire has previously said they could start today. However, Houston Public Works told Fox 26 only notices go out today. We're, of course, working to get that information clarified. The city of Houston does offer payment plans for outstanding water bills and financial assistance to some elderly and disabled people. Matt.
All right, Shelby. The ICE agent at the center of an extradition fight could soon be behind bars in Minnesota. Christian Castro was released on bond on Friday in South Texas after being charged with six counts of lying to the FBI. Here's Hennepin County Attorney Mary Moriarty.
The moment he came into Minnesota, or, you know, we became aware of him being here, he would be arrested on our case as well, because we still have an active warrant.
Castro was charged with shooting through a door during an immigration crackdown earlier this year. He was released from a Texas jail after